Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Discover You Radio's discussions. We have a guest with us sitting at the table. His name is Keith Lyle. Keith Lyle is a comedian out of Vegas, making his rounds and just making people laugh. And let's see what Keith got at the table for us. Help me out here because I'm bombing already, sure. Keith.
No, that's okay. That's how you learn. You learn from the bombs. I learn more from bombing than I do from doing well. And those nights when you just destroy, there's no better feeling. The high is better than any drug you could be on. And believe me, I've tried them all.
Oh, boy. Sounds fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs are great. No, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. Yes. Sometimes I find myself looking up in the left corner with my brain wondering where the half of it went in my lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time, I deal with someone who maybe forgets something or, like I know exactly what happened because if you could remember the 60s, you weren't there. It's before my time, but I think they say that about the 80s too. So
yeah, 80s. Yeah, 80s. 80s was my stomping grounds there.
There you go. I caught a little bit of it in the 90s.
I grew up too fast.
Yeah, I grew up at the wrong time because, if you grew up in the 60s, you got sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And then if you grew up in the 70s, you got sex, drugs, and disco. Uh-huh. I grew up in the 80s. We had Duran Duran, Just Say No, and herpes. Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing. Yeah.
People got the sexual revolution. I got the Reagan revolution. Nancy wasn't putting out. So.
Is that a careless whisper?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So with the show, I don't pre-plan any questions. We just kind of have discussions here. So
okay.
This is all laid out on the table, whatever you want to discuss. I already know about your career, your Hangover movie,
yeah.
Being a dealer in not the dealer that immediately comes
no,
to people's mind.
Kind of
yeah, not that kind of dealer.
Not the dealer in the 60s or your time in the 80s.
Let's just say you dealt some spades. Kind
of yeah, that's a different kind of hit me.
It's a kind of hit me.
Yeah, different kind. I think it's interesting what goes on now. Comedy has changed so many things over the years. We're talking about like just marijuana. Like marijuana was very taboo, and it had Cheech and Chong were pot comics, and they're very, very funny. And it kind of made it was kind of like between people, like, oh, that's funny. But, it was like a wink, wink. Uh-huh. And then, through stand-up comedy, movies like How High and even perhaps some of the rap music like Dre's Chronic album,
yeah.
People started going, hey, what is the big deal about marijuana? Okay. And through stand-up comedy, starting with stand-up comedy, it kind of made it like, what's the big deal? And now, quite personally, I'd rather see people on marijuana than drinking because, my history of working in a casino, people who smoke pot don't get in the fist fights the way that people who drink do.
And,
so
from what I hear too, less car accidents that way as well.
Yeah. And then you fast forward to, how much power stand-up comedians have when you look at like Joe Rogan and the Spotify situation,
right.
Where it's like, hey, wait a minute, if you're making jokes about vaccines or COVID is one thing, but if you're having people on your show and spreading misinformation, it's something completely different.
It is, and we're gonna get
people...
back. We'll get back to that in
okay.
a few more minutes. Stay tuned. We're going to have more of Keith Lyle
Hey, aspiring musicians, are you looking for radio play? Are you looking for someone to buy your music? At Discover You Radio, we don't play your music unless we bought it from you.
We pay before we play.
Go to discoveryouradio.com and submit your music now.
We're back for part two with Keith Lyle. We my rude little mouth kind of had to break in and, you know, break up that 5 minute thing because, you know, when you get on a subject, you love to talk about it. But we're going to head on back over to the Joe Rogan and
Neil Young.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong, yes. Yeah. They don't want anyone on the moon but Neil Armstrong. Definitely not a comedian, not Joe Rogan, that's for sure.
Yeah, not Joe Rogan.
I think others have joined in that kind of boycott thing. But the thing I realize from this, and it was a good, by the way, it was a good tease to say we'll get back at it because now you got to keep listening to get to the rest of the story.
Yes.
But the thing that I've learned is no matter what side of the argument you're on, as a comedian or as someone who has a podcast listened to by 11 million people, you have a responsibility. And whether you like Joe Rogan's comedy or show or not, he does have a responsibility to, and it's, he's listened to people listen or see things and believe just about everything they see, because just by crazy conspiracy theories, there were people that were camped out to see John F. Kennedy Jr. come back from the dead at Dealey Plaza to be Donald Trump's vice president. If there's anything that could be crazier, it sounds like a game we used to play in high school that can make that was called Who Can Make Up the Bigger Line of BS and get people to believe it. And it sounds like that's the game they're playing, but you have a responsibility when you're that popular, and it is important. There was a time where a comedian named Arsenio Hall had a late night show, and he had the guy from Malcolm X, Black Muslims.
Not Malcolm X, Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan.
Louis X, excuse me, I'm sorry, that's the drugs. Louis Farrakhan, it's way too many drugs. Louis Farrakhan on his show, and he did a whole hour to Louis Farrakhan, and just kind of, yes, everything he said. He didn't challenge him on anything, he just let him go, and people were really upset. It really didn't have anything to do with the fact that a black guy would let another black guy say whatever he wanted. It was more like, how could you not challenge these crazy things that are just so wrong about society? And Farrakhan is racist in his own right, and to not challenge it. And he ended up, it led to his cancellation. His ratings were going down anyway, but it led to the cancellation of his show because people, you know, the studio, Fox, as a matter of fact, of all studios, was like, listen, we can't have this.
Yeah.
And that was it. So, I mean, you have a responsibility, and people just don't understand. They underestimate. They think that they can say what in today's day and age. I see comedians do it all the time. I know a guy who was posting memes about President Biden. He was supposed to go on an Armed Forces Entertainment tour. Someone saw it, said, hey, Armed Forces Entertainment, you shouldn't put a guy that doesn't believe in the commander-in-chief on your tour. And that was it. They took him off. And, you know, it's not really, I mean, he feels like he's canceled. And he's not canceled. He's still able to work and everything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, there are repercussions for the things you say and do. And, you know,
I'm just kind of coining it myself. I would say it's called the Orson Welles effect, I would say. If somebody has that much influence and you're believing the influence without having, without doing the proper research, believing without evidence, I would say it's the Orson Welles effect, you know.
Like you did, was it the 30s with the radio play and the War of the Worlds or something, and people were out in the streets of New Jersey thinking the world was going to end.
That's right.
But, you know, and you're responsible for your actions, too, and the things you say and the things you post and repost, and we just have to get used to living in that world. I try to be super careful. with the things that I post.
Oh yeah, sometimes I am too. You just don't know, because you could be shut down in any minute, and it's just the way it is. And with that being said, we got part three coming up with Keith Lyle. We're gonna just talk about The Hangover. So, you want to hear about that?
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
Broadcasting and podcasting out of Fort Collins, Colorado, to around the world is the Discover You Radio's podcast, hosted by that one guy, Will Stenner.
Welcome back. We got Keith Lyle, and we're gonna close the door on Rogan and Young right now, and we're gonna open the door to The Hangover. And Keith, the floor is yours. Tell us your experience.
It was a great experience. It was absolutely wonderful. It was the second audition I ever went on. I had just gotten an agent. I started in doing improv with the Second City that they had here. They had a little a bunch of classes. I took the classes, and the agent came and saw me, and she wanted to sign me. So I signed with her, and it was only because I'd worked in a casino. I was working in a casino at the time, and I knew all the games. And she felt like, she could send me out on these auditions. So when the audition came in for a blackjack dealer, well, I was the guy. We filmed the audition, sent it to L.A., came in for the meeting with the director. And he had his big question for me was, what happens if you think someone's counting cards? And I said, you have to churn your neck and get kind of the supervisor's attention, so you make a quick move like that, he's gonna say, uh-oh, something's up. And he said, oh, that'd be great, we could shoot right off his turn, da, da, da. And I said, you could probably shoot out of the eye in the sky if you're filming in a casino. And he said, oh, what a great idea. Yeah. And he looked at the assistant director and said, this is our guy.
That was really cool.
And then we filmed that scene. It was like 3 14 hour days and one like 10 hour day. The three of the days were at the Riviera, which is no longer there. And it was an active casino at the time. So there was, during some of the scenes, there was a guy yelling at the roulette wheel, like 18 or something like that. he was yelling for his roulette number. You do the cameras with her, you can't miss it. It's a Hollywood set,
Right.
And the actors couldn't have been more nice, none of them were stars yet, except Ed Helms and, Heather Graham, people knew who they were, and they couldn't have been nicer. Met Heather Graham in the makeup trailer. She was a sweetheart. Ed Helms and I were talking about The Office, one of my favorite shows, and Bradley was a sweetheart. Zach and I, we sat down at lunch one day and talked about stand-up. I was just getting into stand-up comedy. Everyone was so sweet and polite. As a matter of fact, I worked on a movie like 8 years later called War Dogs, and Bradley Cooper was in it, same director. And as soon as I walked on set, both of them recognized me right away. And Bradley even said, hey, you're going to be here tomorrow. He recognized me right away. He's like, I know you before, don't I? And I go, oh yeah, we worked in The Hangover. He's like, oh yeah, how you doing? And he says, hey, I got to go, but are you going to be here tomorrow? I'll talk to you tomorrow. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Next day he came up to me and spent 20 minutes asking how I was doing since The Hangover. I mean, that's how nice of a guy Bradley Cooper is.
That's awesome. I bet there was a lot of waiting versus filming.
Yeah, it was a lot of hurry up and wait. And it was my first experience on the set. I didn't realize that I had a stand-in, and I was like, I'll just stand here. And the stand-in's like, that's my job. If you don't let me do it, I don't get paid. I was like, oh, I mean you no disrespect. I am sorry. I had a trailer,
yeah.
I was like, hey, I think I could take my wife into the trailer and, maybe have some funny business, I was, all kinds of, yeah, it was great. I got my wife, in the casino scenes, there was a lot of extras, so I got my wife to be an extra in there, and that was kind of cool, so she got to see that. And then at the last day of filming, all the cast sat together and ate. And they were nice enough to let my wife sit with us at the main cast table.
Uh-huh.
And she sat right next to Bradley Cooper. And what a great guy he is. He didn't even hit on her, which I was surprised.
It would have been cool if you got one of those shirts that Zach was wearing in the movie, one of those like old
80s. One of the wardrobe. No, I have a hangover hat to give us all a hat because it was from the last day of filming. That was at the Warner Studio. Was the last day we did some stuff in front of a green screen. I saw him filming with the tiger that day. Through the car. So yeah. that was pretty cool. And just everyone that worked on it was just such a nice, pleasant experience. I've worked on other movies like Get Him to the Greek and War Dogs, but that was really for a first experience to be in that big of a movie. And I mean, like it's like peaking when you're 12, you know. Right. It's like getting the game winning homer in the Little League World Series. It will never get better than that.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you sharing the story. I appreciate it very much. It's awesome to be able to experience something like that, and it's awesome to hear the story. So everybody loves that movie.
Well, thank you.
Everybody
loves
that movie.
That's part of it. One of the all-time classics.
Well, Keith, thanks for coming on. If you want to plug anything, shows, I wouldn't say don't plug any shows that are coming up because it's going to be on a podcast and it could be out there for years. So somebody's
right. You could check out at Funny Keith Lyle, LYLE on social media. And my YouTube is Keith Lyle, LYLE. Just check it out. Follow me, whatever. I post a lot of dad jokes and stuff. People always ask the comic, you're a comic, tell me a joke. And it's like, you want to see my act come to a show and buy a ticket. You want to see a joke, go to my YouTube, go to my TikTok. Now you got a joke.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. We're out. Thank you for sitting at the table of discussions. Bye.
For more information about Discover U Radio, please visit discoveruradio.com. Whether you're submitting for airplay or a listener wanting to know more.